What did he say?
I start with Allah helps me with a successful end.
I think it's beautiful. It's like a ritual.
No?
Yes, yes, like that.
The chef has asked me to make a dish to complement the lamb for the New Year's feast.
God, I've cooked a lot of places in my time, but this beats it.
I want to use local ingredients, but with my Chinese style of cooking.
There's the chef's daughters over there.
They look like him.
I'm making my version of a very famous Uyghur dish called polo. This is rice pilaf, flavored with onion, fine strips of carrots, dry fruit and nuts.
I have a little bit of water just boiling here, which I'll flavor with some saffron that I got at the market.
The saffron should go into hot water. This helps to release the aroma that will infuse the dish. I am also adding a pinch of salt and a teaspoon of cumin.
It'll be flavorful.
Cumin isn't a spice we use much in Chinese cooking because it's got such a strong flavor, but it's very popular in Middle Eastern dishes. When the oil is hot in the wok, add 2 chopped onions and stir fry for about a minute. Then add the carrots, salt, and pepper, and stir fry for another couple of minutes.
I'm just putting in some celery. I'm trying to use everything that's in the resources.
That's local, yeah.
I'm going to cover that because that will maximize the temperature.
This should be left to simmer for about 8 minutes.
I have here some lovely pistachio, apricot seeds, and some raisins. We're really here at the crossroad of East and West. And this is very Middle Eastern, using all these nuts.
Yeah.
Next, the rice goes in.
Well, this rice is a little bit like short grain. Just warm it up. What I'll add is my liquid of water and saffron, a little bit of salt and spices.
Finally, add the pistachio nuts, apricot kernels, raisins, and chopped celery leaves.
I think it's different. Good difference. The taste is good and it looks pretty, colorful.
Okay, thank you, Chef.
Onions are really sweet. Rice is cooked through and tender. The raisins in there really adds a sweetness, yeah, and the apricot kernels, a good crunch, good texture.